The Gemara Nun Dalet talks about who needs to say thank you to Hashem. Right, there are four categories of people that have to say thank you to Hashem, and these, of course, have ramifications in halacha. The Gemara says, "Arba tzrichim lahodes." Four people need to give thanks. Yoredei hayam halchem idbarios, misha hayachalev v'nisrapim, misha hayachavish v'esasurim v'yatsa. These four people are the yoredei yam, people that go down into the into the sea. Halchem idbarios, people that traverse the deserts. Somebody that was sick and got better, and somebody that was in prison and came out. Of course, nafkamin is the halacha today with regards to what if you are in an airplane and what if it's not so dangerous and, you know. The Sfaradim are in general much
just
more.
Just going to Hollywood, you have to make a.
That's right.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You say Atzilus HaDerech and Agaymel, there's a lot to talk about. But as it happens, these four categories are lav dafka, right? These four categories, the Gemara spends a lot of time proving each of these categories from Psukim. But these four categories are not dafka. It's not that, you know, somebody that Vesechnisht was in attacked by a wild animal and survived, so they would also bench Gomel, right? It's not somebody that was held at gunpoint and survived, so the person also benches Gomel for that. What's the deal with these four categories? So in the Sefer Rav Yevi was one of the, we mentioned him before, is one of the earliest generation of Talmidim of the Baal Shem Tov. So he dashens up each of these four categories, B'derech Musar. What are these four things? So he writes as follows, he says, Yardei Hayam, the people that go into the sea, Heima Oiskim B'Torah Sherachva Minei Yom. People that engage a life in study of Torah. Somebody that spends their life studying Torah. Baruch Chazal, Zochan Aser Lo Yisamachayim, Lo Zochan Aser Lo Yisamavavis. Learning Torah is a precarious business. Because if a person is worthy, then it becomes a life-giving force. And if a person, Chalil, is not worthy, then it'll kill them. Right? The person that spends their life studying Torah, will, at another point now, we'll explain exactly what that means, Aser Lo Yisamavavis. But learning Torah is somewhat precarious. There's something to be said about the dangers of that. When a person becomes such a Talmud Chacham that the Torah is a life-giving force for them, so they have to give gratitude to Hashem, they have to praise Hashem. Holcha Midbarios, the people that walk through Midbar. So the Lashon Midbar is Midbar, but the root Dalet Beis Reish is also Daber, right, to speak. What's Holcha Midbarios? So Shemakadish is Diburai, Veinu Medaber Lashon Hara V'Rechilus, V'Chol Dibur of B'Gdusha. Holchem Midbarios is somebody that works hard at making sure that the words that they say are appropriate, that the words that they say are intentional, that the words that they say are said with Kedusha and Tahara, that they don't contain Chalila, things that are insulting, words of cursing or Lashon Hara, Rechilus. That's a big avoda. So you have two very big avoda so far. Avodah number one is learning Torah. Avodah number two is speaking like a mensch. These are two, unfortunately, somewhat two independent things for people to work on. You find people that are good at one and not so good at the other. What's the third? Is a chayla, somebody that's sick and got better. So what's the sick and got better? He says, Mishaya chayla be'emunas bar oven isrape. Somebody that was ill with regards to their emuna and got better. This happens from time to time. Person goes through stages in life that they ask all sorts of questions. Ribbono Shel Olam, why this? Ribbono Shel Olam, why me? Ribbono Shel Olam, why now? Everybody's got kashas, right? Everybody's got questions. So such a person has a emunah that is ill, needs a refuah. Person has to have nemesis that many times the somebody that's physically a chola also becomes a emunah chola as well, right? Somebody that's suffering with whatever sickness, disease, health impediment for them, their family, mental, physical, emotional, whatever it might be, is a chola not just physically, but a chola emotionally, a chola with their emuna. And then they get better. So, you know, not everything is fatal. Sometimes a person has a chola and emuna, and they get better from that, right? So that's a good reason to praise Hashem as well, to give gratitude. She is gaber al atzma v'zochli as mamin b'gdulah shel Hashem. His lashon is interesting. He says she is gaber al atzma, that he overcame himself. He overcame his doubts. V'zochli as mamin b'gdulah shel Hashem, and once again believes in the greatness of Hashem. That doesn't necessarily mean that their situation in life got better. It means that their situation in emunah got better. Those are different things. Those are independent constructs. A person could still have a wealth of challenge in life, and they get better with regards to their emunah, even though the challenges are still there. And then finally, is the Misha Hayachovich Bevesa Asurim, somebody that's in prison. This isn't hard to imagine, especially in Adar. What's the prison? Shel HaKlipos. All sorts of things that distance us from Hashem. Al Yidei HaAver Shasa. As a result of the averus that a person does. Or rather, as a result of the averus that a person did. You have this practically and emotionally for a lot of people. I did so many things. So now I'm a chavish b'beis asurim. Now I'm not free to be the kind of Jew that I want to be because of what I did. Right? And that could be true pragmatically, right? A person has put themselves in situations that it's hard for them to be the kind of Jew that they should be. Or because a person feels that they have done enough terrible things that they can't be the Jew that they want to be. What happens? V'zachal ases tshuva, a person merits to be able to learn, to do tshuva, to learn from their mistakes. To l'sakin eschatov, and to fix up their mistakes, l'ishtachrem mehem, to free himself from them. Kol elu tzrichim l'hodos, each of these people needs to give gratitude to Hashem. So what I found particularly profound about this, is that if you would ask somebody that spends a long time learning Torah, a person that works very hard on not saying the wrong things, not speaking Lashon Hara, not speaking Rechilas. Right? A person that had challenges in Emunah, overcame the challenges in Emunah, and somebody that was a Baal Tshuva, so what do you mean, Kol Elu Tzrichim L'Hodos, they have to give gratitude to Hashem? No, Hashem should give gratitude to them. Right? Hashem should say, Shkoyach, you did the right thing. Elamai, what's Rav Yehuda saying is the not pshat in the Gemara, but certainly drush within the sugya is if you listen to that lashon carefully, he says zacha la'asas tshuva, zacha l'ilmud Torah, zacha li'as mamim gedulas Hashem. A person is zocher to that. That doesn't happen automatically. There is a level of Ashgacha Pratis, there's a level of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving a person the capacity, the ability to do these things, that is not at all simple. Person,
you have to say thank you.
Right? A person sets out to do the right thing, and does the right thing. It's not a small thing. It's not, a person should not automatically assume that this was as a result of my own strength and prowess and tzidkus. No, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu opened the doorways, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave the person capacity to. Haraya, and I have this conversation with people from time to time, Haraya, it didn't always work for you that way, right? Speak to people that, talk about whatever, exercise, health, or whatever it is. So now they're doing well. So they go, now they look down on all the people that are not. Right? Yeah, you know what I'm talking about? It's when you're going through a good month of dieting, you look at all the people fressing their faces off a kiddush, and you say, yeah, ichse, fep, right? But it's not like that, because you were them last month, and you're going to be them next month. That's how it works. Zacha v'nase tshuva. Person is zoche to it. It's not stam. Yeah, of course it comes with a tremendous amount of hard work. But even the tremendous amount of hard work, lav dafka that it always works. Lav dafka that a person that sits down and says, I want to become a Talmud Chacham becomes a Talmud Chacham. And lav dafka somebody that decides that they want to become a Rosh Yeshiva becomes a Rosh Yeshiva. And lav dafka somebody that says, I really want to work hard and being a mensch is a mensch. And lav dafka somebody that says, I want to be a real mamin by Hashem and I don't want to have any questions of the Ribbono Shel Olam. I want to be able to follow him by Emunah Shleima. Not all the time does it work. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, person has to daven for these things as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to grant them. And even on the things that we assume, we are working so hard to overcome a Yetzirah, and to learn Torah, and to come to Minyan, and to all of the things that are our own Ma'alos and Ruchnias, Tzichon Lahodos. You still have to say Shkach, you still have to say thank you to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Not so simple. Be'ez Hashem, we should be Zoche to not just achieve the things that we're looking to achieve, but we should be Zoche to give gratitude for those things as well. Thank you.